During the November Revolution of 1918, revolutionary governments were formed all over Germany. Their aims were to rapidly conclude a peace treaty and to bring about a thoroughgoing democratic and socialist renewal of the state and society in a country shattered by the First World War. Munich was a central scene of these revolutionary events. 48 hours before the Republic was proclaimed in the capital city of Berlin, Kurt Eisner declared the end of the monarchy in Bavaria with his proclamation of the Free State of Bavaria. 2 days later, the First World War came to an end.
The post-war period of upheaval was particularly tension-laden in Munich. The new Prime Minister Kurt Eisner did not succeed in allaying the bourgeois conservative camp's fears of a communist revolution. His reticence towards the radical demands of the revolutionary workers and soldiers aggravated the political situation.
Here on the pavement, you can see a memorial commemorating the assassination of Bavarian Prime Minister Kurt Eisner. On 21st February 1919, Eisner was walking to the Bavarian Parliament to submit his resignation when he was shot by the right-wing reserve lieutenant Anton Graf von Arco auf Valley. Eisner died at this very spot. His murderer, who was held by Eisner's bodyguards and handed over to the authorities, was initially condemned to death. But the death sentence was commuted a short time later to imprisonment, and in 1924 he was pardoned and released.
The horror over Eisner's murder, felt by many intellectuals at the time, is described by Kurt Tucholsky.
There was a man who still believed in ideals, a man of action. In Germany, that is fatal. For we have either brute strength, which we abuse, the species you call patriots, or else we have fine feelings and a frail conscience, and don't accomplish anything at all. But he, fired by enterprise, struck firmly in between, and of course wide of the mark. Yet he struck so that the idle chips flew. What a delight to witness someone even drawing the sword at all, a bold man and yet no general. A lout, one of the black, white, and red lot, shot him down from behind. Kurt Eisner died and lives on in all our hearts. But what makes our mourning bitter and our pain more painful, what makes us clench our fists over a grave, is this. The burghers nod. Juarez died. Karl Liebknecht. Luxembourg. Kurt Eisner. Smugly they nod, pleased to be alive and glad to be rid of the troublemakers disturbing their bank balances. The assassination of Kurt Eisner triggered a political crisis. On 7th April 1919, members of the Central Council, formed by the Munich Workers and Soldiers Councils, proclaimed a Republic of Soviets, called a Räterepublik in German, whose leadership and political orientation were to change twice in the following weeks. Less than a month later, on 1st May 1919, the short chapter of the Räterepublik was brought to a bloody end by government troops summoned by the Social Democratic Hofmann government. Under the leadership of Franz Ritter von Epp, anti-Republican soldiers, Free Corps paramilitaries, and militias used the shooting of 10 right-wing prisoners as a pretext for a brutal campaign against the revolutionary forces. Prominent leaders of the councils were murdered or sentenced to long prison terms by right-wing judges.
In order to restore law and order and to preclude any renewed flaring up of communist activities, local militias were created. These subsequently became the strongest right-wing force and the largest political self-defense organization in the Reich. After the Bavarian Association of Self-Defense Organizations was dissolved in mid-1921, its members reassembled in other anti-republican or paramilitary groups. The next audio point is at Max-Josef-Platz.